and Thompson, Nolan and Hoonan and Steamy grew up there. Boy, it's really a chop suey business, but English, Irish, Norwegian, and Clinkett, the Army, U.S. Army. I was a specialist first class, I guess. I'm not sure what they really call that. I volunteered for the draft. During school, I had, waiver to go in the service. And when I got out, I went to work for Boeing's, I guess, for a little bit, about a year, I think. And then I volunteered for the draft. I haven't thought of it for many years. I think, sometime in the early fall, 1954, I think. Yeah, must have been 54. Well, I went basic in California and Fort Ord, and then took them 9 weeks to get security clearance to go to the school there, Signal School. And so they finally decided I wasn't, being from Alaska, I wasn't any danger to anybody there. And so they finally approved me. And but it took them 9 weeks, and so I was busy taking care of Highway 101 policing it and doing all the stuff that they usually give you to do. And finally got a job in the dental clinic, taking care of the dental clinic there.
What did you do when you went to Fort Mammoth?
No. Well, I went to Fort Mammoth. My course was guided missile, a repairman for Nikes, and that was there for quite a few months. I don't remember exactly how many months, but it was a good course. Basics, it was my first day. It was a real cold winter. It was winter down there. And it was one of the coldest winters that they had there at Fort Orton. It didn't bother me as much as it did the people from Los Angeles. There's a whole bunch of people that came down with medical problems there. But being that I was used to that type of climate, more or less, and didn't really bother me. It was kind of uncomfortable when we went to slept outside in pup tents, that kind of froze my bottom, not there, but nothing serious. Sergeant was in training us, and he was pretty strict, and of course he had to be. When I graduated from the school, it was just like a college or university, and I just happened to get the highest rating for that post at that time, and so they gave me a choice of any major city in the United States, because they were putting these Nike sites in all of them, and they didn't have anybody to repair them. And they wore them out practically by testing, going through the test three times a day. And so they had quite a few breakdowns, as they ironed out the problems. I picked the Northwest, Seattle area, and so they sent me to Fort Lewis, and I was in a detachment there. And then we had trucks and we had jeeps too, and 24 vehicles at my disposal. Most of them I didn't know how to drive. But anyway, everybody liked trucks, the Chevrolet trucks. They were brand new, and they were much easier to drive on the freeways or, high-speed roads. And they gave me Nike sites on the Kitsap Peninsula side. And I think I had five or six of them. And occasionally they would send me to one in where the Midway Theater is over on the Tacoma, Seattle side. That was it was interesting. It was kept me busy anyway. I took some courses at Seattle University, and I would drive to Seattle, I think, about three times a week in the evening. They had the evening course, and so that kept me busy doing homework and stuff. But we had, all kinds of entertainment there at the Fort Lewis movies and restaurants and stuff to go to. My dad grew up in Bainbridge Island, and that was one of the areas that I was going to the Nike site. Winslow had a site there, and he lived, Winslow is on Bainbridge, and his folks had a farm over there, Norwegian, and they were 100%, well, he was 100% Norwegian too. And I would, was able to stop in and see them every once in a while, and got through with my work. One of the fellows that was in school with me, he came out, and he wasn't in missiles. He was in something else. I don't know where he was stationed, but occasionally we would get together, and he was from back east, and he met people in the valley out here, the Puyallup Valley, that he had good contact with. But I think I only saw him about four or five times after we got out, went up to Hunan. They had 103 people on the site, each site. And in Seattle here, they were protection from airplanes coming in, mainly from the north. So we had 60 mile radars, I guess at that time was the longest, that would track any flights coming in, and they transferred that information automatically to the radars on the site, and then you could plot on the site. They would track it, and also keep track of where, if you fired a missile, where it would make contact with that plane, So it was a lot of new stuff at that time, had big screens where they plotted this tracking business. There was a lot of equipment utilized in just keeping track of planes. Well, I got my first speeding ticket. Racing off to that Nike site over in the Seattle side, and it's the only speeding ticket I've ever gotten in this. And the trooper that cited me, he said he had to do it, and so at that time, these Nike sites were all having competition in between them. And they had, whoever was off air the least won something or other. And they won that award anyway. And so the company commander on the base, they were eager to for us to get there, or me anyway. And so I felt I had to kind of run close to the speed limit to get to the Denver. I went over. I was in the service for a year and a half. My father came down with a medical condition, and he could no longer run the business. I was his right-hand man for all the time in the summertime running. And so he applied for me to get out of the service to help him. And it was approved. And so I got out and I ran the refrigeration equipment and also the engine room, you might say, of the boat.